Mountain Washington visitors and residents will be able to breathe a bit easier after the Comox Valley Regional District builds new fire response truck bays. The regional district has announced the purchase of the Vancouver Island Mountain Center and is planning to build a new fire hall and emergency response bays at the facility. The purchase of the Vancouver Island Mountain Center and plans for truck bays signifies a great step forward in providing the necessary emergency response to the residents and visitors of Mount Washington, said Edwin Grieve, CVRD Electoral Area C Director. Thank you to the community and our numerous partners for your patience and commitment in making this fire hall a reality. The district took possession of the facility on February 1st. The purchase will be funded through the approved Community Works Funds and the Growing Communities Grants. The Mountain Center will be used as an administrative and indoor training building, with the fire truck bays to be built beside it. A lease for the land beside the Mountain Center has been developed with Mount Washington Pacific to build the truck bays. The bays will be used to store response vehicles, supplies and equipment. Staff are working with the CVRD Recreation Department to maximize use of the Mountain Center to help reduce the cost of the service over time. Existing users such as the Strathcona Nordic Ski Club will continue to have access. As a board, we are very pleased with the CVRD buying the Vancouver Island Mountain Center and continuing the legacy started by the society. Not only will the center continue to be a meeting place for mountain snow sport and outdoor education groups including the Strathcona Nordic Ski Club, but the Mount Washington community will be able to utilize the fitness facility and provide overnight and winter options in a scarce temporary accommodation market, said Gord Campbell, chairperson for Vancouver Island Mountain Sports Society. Campbell added that the proceeds from the sale will pay off the remainder of the mortgage, and then be placed in an endowment with the Comox Valley Community Foundation to be used to support local mountain sport athletes and outdoor education programs. After years of planning, it is exciting to see the fire hall project come to fruition. The persistence and dedication to find solutions along the road should be celebrated today. This is great news for the entire mountain community, and we look forward to working with and supporting Fire Chief Bruce Green and his team in the years ahead, said Dean Prentice, General Manager of Mount Washington Alpine Resort. Construction of the truck bays is anticipated to begin in summer 2025, with completion expected for later in 2026. More information on this project and updates to construction can be found at comoxvalleyrd.ca/mufire.